Blog Talk Radio.
Unafraid, rambling on, Blog Talk Radio. This is Jay Davis. Quick shout out. Granted, that wasn't the Pantera version, but we just missed Dimebag Darrell's birthday. So happy birthday, Dimebag. Had to do that. Give us a call. 646-787-8525. Coming to you again, live or via download, I guess, that's how it goes, from the above ground bunker. I'm Jay Davis. We're missing one Jake Curran. It's 4 o'clock. And got a little bit to talk about. Thought we'd talk today about an event going on tomorrow, Dundee Days. And our friends with removethisjudge.org, family advocacy movement. There's a parade going on in Dundee, here in Omaha. There'll be several people, hopefully hundreds of people are going to show up to walk in the parade, carrying signs, spreading the word, making an effort to remove Judge Elizabeth Cirkovich from the bench, Douglas County. Got any questions about that, visit removethisjudge.org or the Facebook page or even a Facebook page for the Family Advocacy Movement. Don't really know what to say. Things have been moving in a pretty crazy direction, and mostly I really just invite your calls today. Again, the number is 646-787-3825. Oh, I lied to you. 787-8525. That's 646-787-8525. Things are moving pretty quickly with this lawsuit that I have filed on behalf of my family against the Nebraska Families Collaborative, the Department of Health and Human Services here in Nebraska, that CASA of Sarpy County, Sarpy County Attorney's Office. There's about 16 defendants in this lawsuit, which is, in my opinion, not enough defendants. I think I'll share some things with you, until one of our listeners, one of the millions and millions of listeners that we have decided to call in. Tried to post something just then to Facebook and that didn't really work out. Again, the show wouldn't be the same without the technical glitches. So I thought I'd share something for you or with you. And in case you want to cruise to this, check it out yourself. This is something I'm taking from somethingforthepeople.wordpress.com, the Fight CPS Handbook. I just want to share from the introduction. Here we go. Again, this is from somethingforthepeople.wordpress.com. You, as a parent or caregiver, must know your rights and be totally informed of what you have a legal right to have and to express. Whether you are a parent caught up in the very oppressive, abusive, and many times unlawful actions of CPS, or if you've never been investigated by CPS or ever have been investigated.
you know, those of you who are listening are probably people who are in my shoes and fall into the category that you have been investigated, or you've had a visit from the suited Gestapo that is the CPS. Probably a few people who listen in, and I know that there's some cynics and some people who are very critical of what I'm doing, what we're doing, and people who just, anytime that the government becomes involved, assume that the government is involved for a reason, and that people who are being investigated by the government are being investigated for a legitimate reason. And I'll tell you what, right now, that's a bunch of bullshit. The fact of the matter is that over 80% of the calls that are flown into CPS are bogus, whether it's a former spouse calling in just out of spite, whether it's a nosy neighbor, someone with a grudge, or just nosy-ass people who don't know what they're doing and get their noses into things that ultimately end up destroying families and ruining people's lives. So, also, I want to bring some legitimacy to this movement who's been investigated or is being investigated by the Child Protective Services in any state. Hold on. Looks like there's a visitor to the studio here. You're in the bunker. You know that? You're in the bunker right now. You know what that means? It means you're live on the radio. That's your cookie?
I was tired, but then I had sugar.
Come here. All right.
I got gummy worms.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise. I don't know if you guys found me in the bunker. Right. This one's got a cookie. Oh, child has sugar. I don't know.
Oh, no!
It was the sugar-free cookie, just to be clear, right? Sugar-free cookie?
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Right?
Don't worry, I got beer.
Yeah, beer. Root beer.
I got a beer.
So, look, we're live right now, you guys.
Wait.
So, why don't you say your name real quick?
I'm Jace.
You're Jace. All right. What's your name?
I'm Cooper.
Cooper, what's your name?
I'm
Connor.
What's your name?
Connor, yeah. My name is Jay Davis. No, we have 21 minutes to go.
Oh.
All right. So, hey,
guys.
I learned that when I was talking
about it.
Doing good. Doing good. I was tired, but then
I gave him sugar.
All right. Well, so this is a pleasant surprise. She's joining me here in the way up underground bunker.
The way up.
Well, it is. Here. You've got a little sugar free chocolate on your face.
I do. Cooper, here's Connor, who just put his pants on. All right.
Thank
you. So, since I got you guys, I might as well ask you a question here.
What?
Cooper, we'll start with you. Yes. Well, hold on here. Let me go back and tell you what I was just telling everybody else about. Here's a little known statistic. A lot of people think that just because CPS has become involved, or the government becomes involved and looks into someone's life or investigates somebody, a lot of the world, or the America, automatically assumes that there's a reason that the government's there, and that those people obviously did something wrong, and the government's there for a reason. And
CPS knows they don't help you very much.
Well, did you know, the fact of the matter is that over 80% of the calls that are phoned into CPS are bogus, they're false.
Really?
80%, more than 80% of them.
Well, then they shouldn't work with
them. Well, that's right. What should happen is a real investigation where they really look into the people who call, the things that they're saying, before they go and destroy somebody's life, before they go and tear a family apart.
They just listening
and going in people's lives,
messing it up without anything at all. It's messed up.
It is pretty messed up, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, since I have you guys are kids who are effective. You got a fresh view on things that a lot of people probably haven't heard. If I could ask you, in three words or less, okay, so think hard here. You only have three words to use. If you could describe CPS or in Nebraska, NFC, at least in the eastern part of Nebraska, if you could describe CPS, NFC, in three words or less, how would you describe it, Cooper?
I'd say CPS, unfair. Terrible.
Unfair, terrible. I mean, three good words. What about you, Connor?
Poop.
Poop.
You know what I'm going to say?
What are you going to say?
Shaggy.
Apparently he is serious. When he was going to say, he asked if I knew, and I did not. I did not. He sprung that one on me out of nowhere. That's the joy of a 3-year-old right there. Yep. At any given time, your 3-year-old is likely to shout out the word shit. And you know what? You know what? It's very funny because CPS was recently involved. It was last year. There's a video that was put on YouTube of a kid here in Omaha, put on YouTube, and all he was doing, he was cussing and saying all kinds of terrible, terrible things. And CPS investigated that thing. And, you know, do kids say bad things from time to time? Yeah, they do.
Yes. What kids do?
Yeah, kids do. But, little man, you know that your dad doesn't put up that kind of stuff, right?
You're 3 years old.
Yeah, you're 3 years old, you ought to know better by now. Connor's granted him the authority to say the word shit at the age of 13. So,
allow your kids to say the S word when they're 13. No more, no less.
Or, you know what, honestly, allow them to say the S word whenever you want to, because as a parent, that's your right.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is the government has no right to come in and tell you whether your kid can say shit or not.
True.
It is true. They also have no authority to come into a home where children are safe, where children are happy, and where children fart on their dad's lap.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that well before he revealed that secret.
I didn't even know it was me.
Yeah, you wouldn't know unless he was sitting on your lap. He was sitting on mine. Now, for a kid who just pooped his pants, I thought it was a real revelation. So, anyway, guys, time's running out here, and so
Got no callers. Oh, I got more. Sarah got me more. This is great. We're going to take a quick break. We are. We're going to take a break. You hang on for just a minute. We'll be right back.
The more sage advice that you may have just heard coming out of that break is don't pee on each other. Connor, how's it going, buddy?
Good?
Here, there you go. All right. So, do you know why that doesn't show?
No.
You don't? You really don't?
No.
Why do they still? They let other people who they're not alone. And it, when CPS comes to your house, does really crazy things and lies to your kids and lies to the courts and does all that stuff. If they're not alone, it happens not only to them, but it's happened to other people. In fact, it's happened to us. So that's also pretty much why I filed the lawsuit that was filed. Granted, the lawsuit was filed, and we asked for monetary damages. Of course, that's part of the rule. You have to, but you don't ask for damage. The real reason it was filed, and my hope with it all, is that in the end, about 42 people lose their jobs. Hey, you guys, can you take over for a second? You guys want to get those shows for a second?
Yeah.
I got to go with my butt or something like this.
Hey, I call this kid.
Make those sense, right? His entire job right here is just to steal people's spots. And my job is to co-host this show.
My job is to get
cats. Hey, Asher. Asher's our new cat. So, today, I'm co-hosting with Cooper and Colin.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
Hey, you can steal my spot.
No, go ahead. Sit down.
Okay.
Sit down. I think this makes this about the best show that you've had. What?
I stole my
seat. He stole my chair. He stole my seat. He stole my chair.
And right now, you're stealing the hearts of our listeners.
No, I stole.
You stole that also.
Something that, though, I told just a little bit ago about something that's going on tomorrow that I've committed us to, and this is what we're going to be doing tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You guys didn't know.
Is it a protest?
Kind of. We will be, those of you who have been listening already know that tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee?
Not Crocodile Dundee. Nope.
I don't know.
Ah, here we go.
It got no diamonds on.
The Dundee Days Parade tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll be walking.
You want to do
that? You don't want
to. Okay. I'm down.
All right. There will be cookies there.
There will be cookies.
All right. And masks. Look at that.
Yay, masks.
All right.
Masks are amazing.
So, we're going to cut this one short today, I believe. Just because I want to spend time with these cool radio host kids. I don't know where it is, buddy.
Whoa, whoa, come on. What's up, buddy? Say again.
If you guys are in CPS, I'm going to fort on all of you.
He's going to fort on you.
And I will fort too, and you do not want to smell my fort.
Well, hold on here. One last thing. One thing that's on the phone. Very good. So, you guys, basically, I've been able to show you some of the things that CPS has testified in court and send court documents. They've said that you guys have said some things that they've said some things that I don't know. How would you, Cooper? Let's start with you here. You've seen some of the things. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put words in your mouth, basically. So I'd like you to say, out of the things that you've seen in the court documents that CPS has filed, mainly the court reports, you could say something about those reports. What would you say?
False. Not true. They're saying that I haven't said, and that they have, like, they've said that we were happy at our grandma's house. We were not.
Oh,
we were
not. No.
We were very unhappy.
We felt
that I was really mad.
At one point, you guys, we reported that your little brother was getting his hands slapped by his grandma over there. Is that right?
Yes.
And I don't know that you guys know this, but did you know that I reported that and I told them about that and you guys were lying?
Really?
Yeah. They said you guys were lying. But here's the interesting thing. The reason that they said that you guys were lying was because of this. One thing, one of the measures, one of the statistics, one of the things that NFC, CPS here in Nebraska, has to make sure of is that there's no maltreatment or abuse happening in the placement where the place goes. When they take them from their homes and put them somewhere, they have to make sure that there's no abuse going on there. So when it's reported that there is abuse happening there, that abuse gets covered up and the kids get told that they're liars. And so that's just one of the many ways that these people are padding their numbers and trying to make themselves appear to be heroes. You're going to say a good word? What's that, buddy?
Ding dong.
That's a good word. There you go. Well, so, on that note, I just want to tell you that at least it's not the S word, such a social worker. that's the dirtiest S word I know. So, apparently, from what we just heard from these two my two co-hosts, that apparently it's well-known practice here to lie to the judge, to lie in documents. And, again, I'm going to refer you to something from people.wordpress.com in the introduction. If CPS lies to the Associate Attorney General and the judge, or the judge, in order to get a warrant or an order to remove the children, and you can prove that that's a lie, that is a 4th and 14th Amendment rights violation, which is a civil rights violation under subsection 1983. It's also a conspiracy against rights that's covered under subsection 1985. If a CPS official were to knock on your door and had no legal warrant and you refuse them entry, but the worker then threatens you with calling the police, this is also illegal and unlawful. This is coercion, threatening, it's intimidation, and these are common tactics that are used by CPS here in Omaha, Nebraska, whether it's Arizona, Florida,
Arkansas,
Oklahoma,
Texas.
I've been everywhere, man. All right. Yeah, that's right, Pepe. I don't know why you're such a big friend, but. All right, look, we're running out of time. Hang out with us tomorrow at the Dungy 8th grade.
Yeah.
You're going to be there. You'll see a couple of little dudes in some masks, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wear some masks. But there's going to be cookies involved. RemoveThisJudge.org, ParentUnAfraid.Seedly.com, JDavis.net. What else we got?
Cookies! We got a free bumper sticker.
I just want to tell you, I'm glad to have my kids here right now. NFC, he did a hell of a job trying to steal my family from me. But you know what? The fight's still going.
And
I'll see you in court.
Yeah, boy.
Have a good day, Jeff.
Hold your head up high, cause tomorrow you may die. Cause no one stays around here, no one stays around here. Stand your ground, cause you're the last one in town. Yeah, showing that your trust turned out to be a tricker. Smoke a cigarette, got a stones on liquor. Getting really dizzy, only getting sicker. Small problem now, only seem bigger. Now I'm out 'cause it's